Kick-Ass Best, sharing tips to help empower you to take control of your career. Hi, everybody. Anne here from Kick-Ass Vets. This is episode 28, What Kick-Ass Millennials Want. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate you listening. So today we're going to talk about millennials. Millennials are those typically defined as being born between 1981 to 1996. Things that are attributed to the millennial generation. You know, they're the first generation fully fluent in comfortable technology. And that's a big thing because that really shapes careers and professions, especially the vet profession, which is always a little bit behind. So millennials are this first generation that's really trying to embrace technology and bring that into clinics, which is a really cool thing. The next thing that is really big about millennials is they're really the first generation that's not concerned about following that expected life path. They really want to live life to the fullest and get what they can out of it and are much less concerned about what traditionally was considered expected of them. You know, you go to school, you get a job, then you get married, you get a white picket fence, you get a dog, then you have a baby, you work until you're 65, you retire, and then maybe you go on a cruise. That's not really enough for millennials anymore. You know, the whole YOLO phrase has come about from millennials, and it's, you know, I think it's an awesome thing. I'm part of that generation. But really, it's a big difference compared to the generations before that. Also, millennials are way less concerned about material things and less concerned about having money to buy the house, to buy the car. They want money, but they're more motivated by experiences and opportunities than they are about just that bottom line. They're open-minded, curious, confident, ambitious, goal-achieving people, and they're not afraid to ask questions. And the big thing that is different about millennials is they're not afraid to question authority. They have high expectations of employers, high expectations of coworkers, and the old adage of, I'm older, so I know better, just doesn't fly with them because of this access to information and access to technology. There's a huge divide, and that old adage of, I know better because I'm older and you should listen to me, is not going to fly with millennials. So if you're trying to use that in your clinic and you're a clinic owner that is hiring millennials and trying to say, well, this is what I always did, it's really not going to fly with your millennial employees. It's really important for employees to understand what millennials want and what they need, because right now we are the biggest percentage of the employment population. So you either can hire us or you're not really going to have many other options. So it's really important that employers understand this and understand this mentality and driving force behind millennials. And for the employer that wants an employee to come in, work hard for, you know, usually subpar pay, have no opportunities for growth and no ability for the employee to make their mark, then it's really, they're going to clash with millennials, and they're going to think that these millennials are lazy and subordinate and entitled, because these millennials are coming in saying, no, I'm not going to work ridiculous amount of hours for no reason. I'm not going to just do things because you always did them, and I expect to be paid appropriately. So those clinics look at millennials as these negative things, but the clinics that really embrace and take their employees and give them opportunities and give them responsibility, millennials can be such an amazing asset to your team because they have this energy, they have this drive, they want to learn, they want to grow, they want responsibility, they want accountability. And if you can give them that, then they can really take your practice and bring it into the new age and bring your clients along with them with all of that. So it's really important to be on board with your millennials and be on board with progress. Otherwise, you're really going to struggle and clash. The other really big thing that's important to understand with millennials is that we're now entering, not just in veterinary medicine, but everywhere, into what's called the gig economy. So just like a band goes out and plays a gig at a restaurant or a bar, and then moves on, it's more that individual contract work. And that's where that term gig economy comes from. It's not the old adage of, you know, you get a job, you stay in that job forever, you're loyal to the employer is loyal to you, they take care of you. You know, that doesn't exist anymore. And I think with millennials, we have seen our parents go through this process where they feel like they're supposed to be loyal, and just watching their businesses treat them like crap and watching that fall apart. And there's no trust in companies to protect them, and companies aren't protecting their employees anymore. That's seen over and over again. So it's embracing that millennials are going to be part of this gig economy where they don't have that expectation of being in the same job forever. So they want to go into a job, get the experiences they can out of it, and move on. So if you really want to hold on to millennials, you need to have a scenario where they have that room to grow and they have those opportunities, because otherwise they have no desire and no inclination of staying in a job their whole career. That's just not something that is part of today's economy in, like I said, in any profession. So what motivates millennials? As we said, they are motivated by opportunities, they're keen to advance their professions, and they'll work incredibly hard to achieve their goals when there's a goal that they can achieve. But if there's not something for them to achieve, then they're not going to work hard for something that is essentially useless or falling apart or something that, you know, has no real potential. They're also, you know, they crave responsibility, they crave accountability, and they crave progression in their careers. So it's really important to have that. The big thing with millennials as well is they will not tolerate inauthenticity. So if they can tell that their employer is bullshitting them, that's not going to fly. They're not going to be loyal to people that are not loyal to them. They don't have that sense of, oh my gosh, thank you so much for giving me a job. They know they can get a job. They know they can get a job anywhere. They know that they have other opportunities. So there's not that sense of loyalty just for having a job. They are fiercely loyal to those that are truly loyal to them. But if you're not authentic, they're not going to bond with you as an employer. The other big reason that millennials don't have this unearned sense of loyalty to their employer is because over and over and over again, employers have proven themselves to be non-loyal. You know, they are treating everything as replaceable. Just, you know, the whole boomer generation, they're accused of not addressing population problems with pollution. You know, all of the garbage is one example, and it's the same thing that they're doing with people now. They just use and throw out and get the next one in. So how does that translate to a clinical picture and a clinical relationship? Well, millennials and employees feel like they are replaceable and disposable when you see relationship dynamics suddenly change when employees start to advocate for themselves. So as long as they're trudging along and just keeping their head down and not asking any questions, then they're treated fine. But as soon as they say, hey, I want to do this CE course. Hey, you said I could do CE. Can I pursue that? I would like a raise. You see that relationship dynamic suddenly change. That's a huge sign of disloyalty to an employee. The other thing is promised incentives that are denied. If you tell an employee, if you do this course, you're going to get a raise. And then they do that course, they put in their effort, and you don't give them that raise. That's a huge sense of disloyalty, because they've put in the effort, they've done the work, and now you're not holding up your end of the bargain. It just, you're basically telling them that their efforts are worth nothing to you. Same thing, you know, you ask for a raise, and instead of giving them a raise, you just let them quit, go to another job, and hire the cheapest alternative. And we see that over and over in the vet profession, especially with the larger companies. They say, no, we have this cap of what we're willing to pay, and if anyone wants more than that, then they can work elsewhere. Well, that's, how is any employee supposed to be loyal to an employer that is going to have absolutely no desire to keep them in that job. Same thing, opportunities for growth are denied, especially ones that were promised in their contracts. Poor work conditions or environments, if employees are coming to the employer and saying, you know, we need better equipment because I can't do my job with this, or we need more staffing, or we need more, you know, more efficiency in the clinic and better workflow, and the employer just ignores it and says, okay, sure, and then does nothing about it, then there's no sense of loyalty. There's no sense of care from the employer to the employee, and that makes them feel replaceable and ignored. Also, miscommunications often happen where, you know, the employer purposely twists a conversation such that what you thought you, as an employee, what you thought you were going to get out of something, you don't. And they say, oh, well, I didn't mean it that way. You know, all of these sneaky little things, millennials are going to sniff that bullshit from a mile away, and they're not going to tolerate it. They're just going to find another job, especially in the vet world where there are so many jobs. There are a billion jobs. There's a shortage everywhere. And millennials that are seeking opportunities are not afraid to move. They're not afraid to go to a different country. They're not afraid to go to a different state. They're not afraid of a new job. They're not afraid of a challenge. So you're going to lose them if you treat them like shit and try to pull these bullshit excuses with them. The other thing that's really a big deal, especially in today's world, is when employers value client retention over anything else. So if you have a client come in that is a complete jerk, is screaming at your staff, treating your staff like shit, and then you discount that client, you tell them they were right, you don't say you can't treat my staff like this. If you don't stick up for your staff's mental health, they are not going to stay with you because they're not going to feel safe in their job. And like I said, there's so many other opportunities for them. If they don't have a reason to stay, their baseline mentality is, this is the gig economy. I'm going to get what I can and leave. So you really need to work hard to make sure that you are giving them reasons that they need to stay. You know, revolving door of staff, lack of training, lack of investment into the growth of the employees. All of these things are seen over and over and over again by employers. And those are the reasons that millennials and employees feel like they're disposable, feel like they're replaceable. And the reality is it's true. So we're going to jump right into how to hire and keep millennials. Because like I said, we're the biggest percentage of the workforce. So you need to work hard to keep one. And, you know, like just like a good keep cup, millennials are going to be more expensive up front, but you're going to save money in the long run because they're going to work hard for you and they're going to make your clinic an amazing place and they're going to build your clientele with their enthusiasm, with their desire to grow, with their information and technological savviness. So by investing in your staff and investing in those millennials, you're going to make your business grow. You're going to see that bottom line increase, but you need to do some work. So one of the big things that the millennials want is variety. You know, millennials are multitaskers. They always want to be engaged and they don't want to feel like they're on a production line. So having a lot of variety, seeing a variety of cases, and if your staff have a particular interest, building that into your profession and allowing them to pursue those interests is really important. The next thing is responsibility. Millennials crave responsibility. They want to feel important. They want to have control. They want to take charge in tasks, and they really excel when they have that responsibility. So giving them projects where they're in charge and having the freedom to accomplish those tasks as they see fit is really important. They do not want to be micromanaged. Helicopter bosses are not going to jive with millennials. Accountability. Since millennials can be sidetracked and easily distracted, it's really important to have accountability, and they crave it. So having a focus on task-based instead of time-based, you know, instead of saying, here, you're here from 9 to 5, then you say, okay, we have these consults, we have these surgeries, and, you know, I want you to build up this division of the practice, whether, you know, whether it's chemo, whether it's rehabilitation, whether it's a weight loss program, whatever it is, give them accountability and have meetings with them where they can show you what they've done, and you can give them feedback and give them honest feedback. They don't want bullshit. The other thing is mutual respect. If you're a clinic owner and you go into a meeting with your millennial employee thinking, I'm older, I'm the boss, therefore I'm better and I'm right, forget it. They are not going to respect you. You need to really value and respect your employees. And that means taking the time to realize what they can do for you and where their true value lies. Look at them as a whole picture in your clinic. Do they bring a positive atmosphere? Do they bring energy? Do they bring incitement? What are they interested in? All of these things, and really truly respect them and don't play this game of I'm older, so I know. They're better at looking stuff up on the internet than you. They're better at doing research. They're better at assessing papers and doing all of that stuff. And they have more recent knowledge than you because they graduated more recently. So value their knowledge, value their information. And when you have a case that you're talking about, don't just say, this is how I always did it. Respect them enough to listen to their medical ideas and implement it. If they're trying to change your clinic because they see a flaw, maybe you have a lot of dehiscences coming back higher than the normal rate for your foreign bodies, and they want to figure out why and want to, you know, do culture C. Do you have a bug in your hospital? Don't just dismiss them. Let them pursue these things because this is incredibly valuable to your clinic. Also, remember, they know more than you. Really. I know that sounds rough, and I know that's hard for a lot of people to accept and understand, but they graduated more recently. They have more knowledge in terms of the progress of the profession was further along than when you went to school. And chances are they're better at assessing new information than you are because they have grown up in this age of technology. So accept that they might know more than you and use that as a resource instead of having your ego get in the way and say, no, I have this experience. Those experience and information need to be married and be happy and work collectively together. So do that with your staff. The other big thing, compensation. You know, your millennials are not going to feel lucky that you gave them a job. They want to be properly compensated and they want to make sure that the job is the right job, not just any job. So compensation shows respect, it shows value, but it also keeps employees that are happy because they're not going to be happy with the bare minimum. They know that they're worth more than that. So you need to pay them appropriately and you need to accept that if you're not paying them, they're going to come and challenge you and they're going to ask for a raise. They're going to ask for what they feel is appropriate and they're confident enough to do that. And they know there's other jobs out there. So if you're underpaying them, they're going to leave. Another big thing that you can do, even if you have a really small clinic and don't have a lot of tools, is to have collaboration. So whether there's an emergency or specialty center in your area where maybe they can get involved with morbidity and mortality rounds, or if that clinic holds tutorials, contact that specialty clinic and say, hey, can my staff come along and, you know, learn from your tutorials? If you don't have a specialty center, talk to your neighboring clinics and say, hey, do we want to swap staff for a week? And basically so that they can see other opportunities. Even if you don't have a lot, even if you're a tiny little clinic, there's lots of ways that you can collaborate with the clinics around you to provide opportunities of growth, experience, and exposure for your staff so that they don't feel like they're getting stagnant. And also that means that they see lots of other ideas of how medicine is performed. They bring it back to your clinic and that helps not only your clinic grow, but the profession as a whole. As we chatted about before, the next point is authenticity. Millennials can smell bullshit from a mile away. If you are not authentic and if you try to pull one over on a millennial, they're going to leave. But if you are loyal to them, they're going to repay that loyalty 100-fold. Always hold up your end of the bargain. Don't try to pull out on a technicality. And always be true to your word. Millennials are very concerned about their values. They will leave a job based on their values, even if it is higher paying. So just paying them higher isn't going to be enough. You really need to be true to what you're saying. You need to be true to yourself, true to your staff. And you need to have a work culture that is authentic as well. Another big thing that you can do is flexibility. Every millennial is going to be different. You know, some are going to have kids, some aren't. Some are going to want to travel, some won't. Some are going to want weekends off, some aren't going to care about their weekends. If you can have flexibility in how your staff can work, you know, maybe you offer them unpaid time off so that they can go travel for a month on the slow, in the slow season. Or, you know, maybe if they are really into music and you know that there are music festivals, then you make sure that you pay attention to that so that they can go to those music festivals and have the time off. Maybe they want to work 12-hour days. Maybe they want to work shorter days. The old idea of you work your job from 9 to 5 is not a thing anymore. Our lives do not revolve around this 9 to 5 schedule. So really understanding what is going to make your each individual employee tick and what they want, and then forming something where you're giving that to them as much as possible. And even if that means that you set a schedule and then they can swap amongst themselves, that's really helpful instead of having to work this, you know, 9 to 5 that has no flexibility. A lot of millennials don't want that because they want to have that freedom to do what they need. Another big thing is philanthropy. You know, millennials are socially conscious. They want to work with a clinic that gives back. They want to work with a clinic that has the same ideas and values as them. So talk to your staff, figure out what is important to them, and then with your clinic, do something collectively that is important. You know, maybe raising funds for cancer research is important. Well, you know, say, okay, let's make the run for breast cancer a thing in our clinic, and let's accept donations, and let's all do it together, and let's train together, and let's make that public on our Facebook page so that people know. Or are they passionate about, you know, oceans and decreasing waste? Then think about how you can decrease waste and improve recycling in your clinic. Figure out what's important to your staff and let them push those social agendas within your clinic, because it's going to be good PR in terms of your clientele, and it's going to be good for whatever social agenda is being pushed. The last thing is opportunity. This is probably the most important thing to millennials. They want experiences and they want opportunities. You need to give them opportunities to grow and to make their profession enhanced. So whether that's having, you know, CE where they then can come back and implement what they've learned, or whether that is having management roles that they can then grow into, you need to have opportunities to give them a bit of control, give them a bit of flexibility in their profession, and give them opportunities to grow in their profession. So in summary, millennials are amazing. They're amazing in terms of having that energy, having that drive, wanting to learn, wanting to grow, but they're not going to be screwed around. They're not going to have that fear of, oh, I might lose my job if I ask for a raise. They're not going to be treated like crap, and they're not going to stay around just because. So if you are a clinic that is progressive, millennials can be your best friend. And knowing what makes them tick and knowing what you can do in your clinic to help them feel that they have those opportunities, have that loyalty back to them, you're going to get this absolutely amazing, amazing employee that is going to grow your business for you beyond what you could imagine. But if you try to screw them over, they're going to leave. They're going to leave without even blinking an eye and thinking twice. So it's really, really important to acknowledge what they need and to incorporate millennials into your clinic, and trying to keep these millennials in your clinic, because it's just, your business will thrive if you can do it right. So as always, thank you for joining in, and advocate for yourself. You're the only one that will in this circumstance. Be aware that your staff are going to advocate for themselves, and understand that that's something that they need to do. Thanks so much, and we will see you next time.